From the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Georgia is moving forward with a partial Medicaid expansion. That's despite a Trump administration decision to block a partial expansion under the Affordable Care Act in Utah. Georgia is in the process of drafting waivers that would give a targeted group of people government-backed insurance coverage through Medicaid or the ACA. Speaking on GPB's Political Rewind, Governor Kemp's press secretary, Cody Hall, said the state's plan has not changed.
Going into this conversation, the three main considerations are how we lower costs, how we increase access to those that are currently uninsured, and then how do we improve the quality of health outcomes across the board.
Governor Kemp has made it clear that the state will not explore full Medicaid expansion. A West Georgia library system will be the first in the state to eliminate overdue fines. GPB's Sophia Salaby explains.
The Chattahoochee Valley Library System is erasing all past overdue fines and will stop charging patrons 25 cents a day for late books. Library Director Alan Harkness says they're following a national trend in making libraries more accessible.
People that make choices between rent or food and paying overdue fines, we really want them not to be able to have to make that choice.
Library patrons will still have to pay to replace lost or unreturned books. The library served Muskogee, Chattahoochee, Marion, and Stewart counties. The new policy will go into effect August 15th. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
Tonight, the Atlanta Falcons will play in the first matchup of the NFL preseason, known as the Hall of Fame game. GPB's Taylor Gant has that.
After Atlanta played host to Super Bowl 53 6 months ago, the Falcons will kick off the 2019 preseason in Canton, Ohio, against the Denver Broncos. Coach Dan Quinn says the game will offer the team's newest players a chance to shine.
A huge opportunity and a huge advantage for both Denver and us to get a chance to play more of the youngest players, and so why not take advantage of that?
The scrimmage is a prelude to Saturday's Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony in Canton, which will feature the induction of former Falcon star Tony Gonzalez. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
For more news, visit us at gpbnews.org, where we are live streaming right now.